Maftes and Kedushin continued by Loshi Shiva, Choftal Nusin, Hey Tovshimim, Hey, April 15, 1985, and Monday continued.
Becoming Kedushin, the vagrants, and the Loshin addresses itself to the father, becoming Kedushin, she is also Kedushin, also Kedushin. Not only the Nisini is made to the father, but even the Nisini is made to her, and the Loshin addresses itself to the father, she's also Mekadesh. Also Mekadesh. Now, but then, the Bitcoin himself has one Loshin, maybe the Aloche of Sphira's glory, which implies that the identity of the woman has to be spelled out. Maybe it applies to Shtar Gushin just as it possibly applies to get, because it's not sure about it, whether it applies to get itself. There is a law of Sphira's glory that the identity of the woman has to be spelled out. So the Ritva in one motion concedes the chite of the Rambam, that possibly mitzat Sphira's glory, the identity of the woman is to be spelled out in the Shtar Gushin. Still he says that it's lav davki in the Sefer of Anachma. And even if the Loshin in the Shtar Gushin is written bitchon mekudeshesli, so she is also mekudeshes, not only al diovio, but even al diatzma. But how could she be mekudeshes? If possibly there is a loch of Sphira's glory, the identity has to be spelled out. So he says, all right, the identity has to be spelled out. But suppose he writes to the father, Hevei yodu alecho, shebit choleye, mekudeshes. So then there is no chisom in Sphira's glory. The Ramban holds in one loshin, inasmuch as there is a loch of Sphira's glory, and that everything has to be spelled out explicitly, so mainly even the name is mentioned of the daughter, but it has to address itself to the daughter. Because if it doesn't address itself to the daughter, it addresses itself to the father, so there is a chisom in Sphira's glory. The Ritva says, what kind of chisom is it in Sphira's glory? Not only where it addresses itself to the father, but it's so as long as the name of the daughter is spelled out, so it would, even if it addresses itself to a fifth cousin of the Mekudeshes. Suppose, let's say the Mekudeshes, her name is Leah, and then she has a fifth cousin whose name is Roh, and the Loshen Hashtar addresses itself to Roh, and the writes in the Shtar, have you do a Roh? She akrivo shaloh, Leia, Mekudeshesli. And then he'll give it to Leia, so it'll be Mekudeshes. There is no chisom in Sphira's glory. The Ramban shita is no Loshen, inasmuch as there is aloha Sphira's glory. So Sphira's glory does not only imply that the name has to be spelled out, it has to address itself directly to the woman, you see. Directly to the woman. And the Ritva Shita is not like that. Admitting that the identity has to be spelled out, but it does not mean that it has to address itself to the woman directly. It can address itself to a fifth cousin or to a stranger, as long as it will be spelled out who the Mekudeshes is. Let's say Rochel is not even a fifth cousin. Rochel is just a friend, the best friend of Leah. And he'll address himself to Rochel and say, have you do a loch? Have you do a she chavira shalcha? Shalach. A chavira shalach. Leah Mekudeshes Leah. So it will be good. That's the machlekes between the Ramban and the Ritva. I think that the Rashbo agrees with the Ramban. All right. Yes?
I'm referring to the Ramban as you're referring to.
Yeah.
And he mentions also the Peinami Bittana, Surah Lifto Bitko. So in other words, that which the Ramban said at first, way back in the beginning.
The Reish Abonachim.
That second wash is supposed there even on the Gabitana.
Oh, you know, so Rabbi Zalman, I see what you're referring to. So Rabbi Zalman in the Agoyes, see, he says the Reish, it has reference to the Reish.
Doesn't mention
it,
there's no
Agoyes. No, no, I have to see the wash. One second. The Dawah base. Where? And top?
The Peinami Bittana, 6 lines from the bottom of the paragraph. In the middle. It says, Lo Shemanu Begit Shidabir
Machir. The Peinami Bittana, Tzorich Lichtei Bitcho Plein Mekodesh.
Ani Plein.
O Yishikor Shmei Shalab. Ho Beseisim Shmon. In Mekodesh. Yeah, right, not really, because it's first door.
So in other words,
yeah, in other words, even Bakana, of course, that goes without saying.
Oh,
that goes without saying that even, let's say, Bakana, where the Das Makne, where the Das Makne is the father, but the name, the identity of the daughter, the Ketana, the Mekodeshes, has to be spelled out. That goes without saying. If there is Aloha Sfirah Torah.
Did Ramban discuss his name? What you said was there is no question.
What?
When Rashi began, there's no question on a certain case.
Yeah, I said that in the case that's mentioned by Rav Nachman explicitly, that if the Roshan is by Ketana, I mean, let's say by now, and okay. according to the Ramban, by Ketana also, so if the Roshan is Bitcho Mekodeshesli, so she is Mekodeshes, Bein al the Ovio, Bein al the Atzim. Bein al the
Atzim.
One second. So if the Roshan is Bitcho Mekodeshesli, if the Roshan is Bitcho Mekodeshesli, so then it is good, even though the Nisine is made out of the Atzma. The Chol HaPochet by Naro, and the Kodesh the Ramban, even by Tam. Because that Rav Nachman says explicitly, Bein al the Ovio, Bein al the Atzma. That's what I said. Yes?
There's no difference between Tana and Naro? By Bitcho, so...
One second. There is a difference according to the Ran. So by Ketana, she's only Mekodeshes al the Ovio, not al the Atzma. But according to the Ramban, she's Mekodeshes bein al the Ovio, bein al the Atzma. All right.
And now a separate issue of the Sugyan who's the Yad, they're both at the Yad. If the point of Rabbi only can talk to the Machna. So by Nara.
No, that's the Shita of the Ran. The Shtar has to address itself to the Das Machna. So the Shita of the Ran is that it's Dapke. Let's say in the Reishi. So it's Dapke. In both cases. Bein al the Ovio, bein al the Atzma. Not the Rambanchi.
I mean, it's not
that the
Lachos
first form. No, that's just that's in connection with the Sefer.
That's right. But then it's the same by Mekana, it refers back to the Reisha.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So?
Refers back to the Reisha.
And by Nara? Because of spirit's world,
would it be? When he says, V'chinam Mekana tzorch mitrof pleni mekodeshesli, and he pleni, he doesn't mean that Mekana. He means the Reishe, Beshusovio, Ketana v'Naro, that's what he means.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't. I mean, yes.
According to the second lesson of the Ramban, so why isn't there Sefiras Devarim and why was Sefiras Devarim in the Reisha?
Because in the Reisha... One second. In the Reisha, so the Ramban says in the Ramban, the name of the Dora has to be spelled out.
That's all according to the Ramban. The Devarim means it has to be addressed. It has to be addressed to the person who's...
No. If the person who is Mikodeshes, the Miskadeshes, is the Makne, then it has to address itself. But where the person who is Miskadeshes is Vishus of Vioshi, is not Makne, then it doesn't have to address itself. I think we discussed all the Shittas of Shemim on that Sugya. All the Shittas of Shemim. Except that we didn't go over inside. But now it will be very simple. It's very confusing. Very confusing because the Lashon in the Ramban is not so simple. The Lashon Ramban. Okay, so.
Shir Lamed in Kedushin by the Rosh Hashiva Lamed Nisan Heitov Shemim Hei, April 21st, 1985, on Sunday.
Habai Zitzius Machinon Mai Zitzir Inu Lishmo Habai Lishmo Habai Lishmo Habai Lishmo Habai Lishmo Habai Lishmo Habai Lishmo. First of the bio of Pasha, bio of the machine, and the Mapol Yotam. All right, so that's the big question. That Shtartushin has to be written in Ishmo. What if you Ishmo? Ishmo now by yet, it's a bio of the machine. So the same being as by get has to be written in Shem Abal, in Yishon, in Yerash, through Yishmos by get. So we wrote the same thing is to by Shtakush, in Shem Abal, in Yishon, and in Shem Yidush. The Rosh Narambam is a little strange. They and in your decisions are working out. Say Mishemu Isho Hamiskadeshes Kiget Vinikesvei Elo Midaito. Why doesn't he mention it? So they say Mishemu Isho Hamiskadeshes Ushem Abao Ushem Dushim. I mean, the Pashtas. The Ramam says it's all Shirk, they say Mishemu Isho Hamiskadeshes Kiget. Ishimisha and Miskadesh is to get. That's strange, but it's commonly assumed, I mean, that it has to be written not only Ishimisha, Ishimabao also. So Bisho in a respectful Ishimirishi. So we could say that Havai Utsiye, so whatever is true of yet is true of Dush. But by Get is a Shemirashi, and by Dushni it couldn't be a Shemirashi, so we don't run out I mean, just by getting this to be the Shemir, and say, yeah, it's just to be the Shemir. Even though, I mean, we're not at all. But Baal, certainly, I mean, would be managed to get it. So why did the Rambam just say, it's all Shemir, that they say, the Shemir Isha and his Kadeshes to get it. The Shemir Isha and his Kadeshes to get it. Strange. But to say that the Rambam does not require the Shema Baal by Shah Gushim, that's inconceivable. So the Shema Rambam is strange. Pashta says that Habayim Tzim Makshimon implies that it has to be, I mean, the same as by get. So just as by get, there are 3 inch more, the Shema Nisho, the Shema Baal, the Shema Yesha. So here too, right. Itma, Kotri Lishmo Bisholoi Nidai, Ode Verabine Amre Mikudeshi. So how does Rashi explain it? Shalom midaito kelim aksida v'inim l'arbo v'hakeim idio v'kibloso u'videi l'koi. So who did not console her? L'inim l'arbo kelim aksida v'inim l'arbo. Who didn't console her? Who? The Baal. What does it mean? Renew our body. The Sefer or the Baal? Pashas HaLoshni indicates it means the Baal. Kosven, because who executes the Shtar Kush? Who is the Baal Ashtar? The Baal is the Shtar. That goes without saying. So Mele, when he says, Kim Aksida Renew our body, the Baal did not cancel. The implication being that in the Baal, so Kim Maximilino Baba Hakimi Dio, Viki Blosso, Uvidilo Koi, Vadi Mikanu Naro, Ishmo, Vishaloi, Vidaso Dio. So he did not consult her. Who didn't consult her? Pashis Awashi indicates that the Baal did not consult her. In other words, the Baal told the Sefer to write Mishnah. He told the Aiden to sign Mishnah. But he did not ask her whether she agrees. So then there is a machlokes. So there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbin and one end and Rabbot and Rabbi Shavie and the other. So Rabbi and Rabbin say she is in Kodeshes even though the Baal did not console the Isha as to whether she agrees or not. And Rav Rashabi is saying, if he didn't consult her, so she's not agreeing. But suppose the Baal did consult the Isha. The Baal did consult the Isha. And the Isha said, yes, I agree, I approve. And then the Baal told the Sefer, write Ishtar Dushi. And he told the Eden to sign it. So then, she's in the position to call everybody. The question is, you see, the ritual, if you turn to the ritual, says, she must have a couple of pushes. Minsago. Shedaite Bidaite. Minsago Bidaite Shishuya Amstatus. Nutabolo was a Sishia. Nuluze Bidaito Minon. Shedine. Shetimane. Shetimane Lisente, a lady. Lichte gelachte mit mir. The Lord of the Age. Your kind one beget the inner link on the guide from Kosh. The Lord will say, Shema Tiskei, Mahanam Kosh, and he says, Shema Tiskei. So by yet there is an Achlekes, whether the inner link on his Kosh or not. Achlekes machine in how he passed. Some machine passed on that the Hatrila it shouldn't be done, but the Ebed is Kosh. And some machine passed that the inner ring who is possible there, either I see is possible there. But the machlokes nimore is only in the case of inner ring or mamish, where the Baal said to Ruvein, I appoint you as a shliach to instruct, to tell Shimon that Shimon should write the get for my wife. But suppose the Baal tells Reuven to write the get. Reuven is the sefer, and he didn't tell him, I appoint you as a shliach to instruct Shimon. Nothing like that. Then, according to everybody, that he cannot delegate it to Shimon. Now, here, there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. There's a Reb Chanan. There's a machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam Shiti is the Rambam says in Perek Yudimun Luchesh Ishes Halacha Yudches Bin Kiddush Bishtar in Kisri Al Bidas Orob and Das Ashliach. So it's not Afke Das Orob. If the Isha appointed the Shliach to be covered with Dushi for her, so then the Shliach can also instruct the Sefer to write the Shtabush. The Ramban, the Chidushim, is Chilek and Ramban. He says, Monefshah, the reason is why Rav Kook and Rav Mishal will say that it's not good, if it's not good, also Isha, is because of his Kasha Bayon Tzieh. So just as get requires Midas Rakhne, So who is the makim by get bar? So Shlagdushin also requires das makne, who is the makne by Dushin, the isha. The isha. So just as by get there is halacha that the shliach cannot delegate it to somebody else. In the case where the Baal appointed a shliach to tell the seder, then there is a machlokes. But suppose he didn't appoint, it's not in a lingo, then according to everybody, it cannot be delegated. So by Shlagdushin, it should not be capable of being delegated either. And the name of lingo shouldn't be good. But the Rambam is mechalek between get and dush. That by get, it cannot be delegated. The shliach cannot be the mitzave. And according to Oman Doma, even in Limu is no good. And by dushin, so even without any Limu, it can be delegated by the shliach. No. So the question is, why is the Rambam mechalek? The fluke? The Ramban is right. Now, all the Rishonim appear to agree with the Ramban, the Hashbo, and the Nitko. This we go. Now, But in the Ritva there is one more Hiddush, you see. First, the Ritva mentions the same Shiva as Rambam, not like the Rambam. That Sibu by the Shishos Shliach Lekabole is not enough. That the Tzibu has to be given, has to be made by the Isha herself, just as by Get. So the Shliach cannot be the Mitzavah, but the Baal has to be the Mitzavah. So by Shlagdushin, also the Isha has to be the Mitzavah, and not the Shliach. That's one thing. But then there is something else that the Shliach says, which appears to be contrary to Shitas Rashi. From the Ritva says so explicitly that it is necessary that the Isha should directly instruct the Sefer and the Eidim to write and to sign the Shtar. Rashi is not much more than that. Rashi Shike is much more. Rashi says, "Shalom yidaito kine maksiva le'nim la'ava, sparkin yidio v'kid losa." In other words, the Baal did not console the woman as to Yishtadush, as to whether he should instruct the Sefer and the Eidim, you know, to write and to sign the Yishtadush. So then Rapport and Rav Mishal, we say it's no good. The implication being, that if the Baal, before he instructed the Sefer and the Eidim, consulted the Isha, and the Isha gave her the rule, even though she did not directly instruct the Sefer and the Eidim personally, so it's good. But the Ritva says no, that even if the Baal did counsel, but as long as the Isha did not directly explicitly instruct the Sefer and the Eidim to write and to sign the Shtadushin, so it's no good. So we have another machlokes. One machlokes is between the Rambam and the Rambam as to whether Shtadushin is analogous to Get. Just as in Get, so the tzibu cannot be delegated to Ishiyak. So this Vaishnav Gushti cannot be delegated either. That's the Sheikh of the Rambam. And the Rashbo in the Ritva agree with the Rambam. And the Rambam is Chalik. That's one Machlok. Then we have another Machlok between Rashi and the Ritva. According to Rashi, so all the Trafpop and Rabbi Shavi is saying that it requires the consent of the Isha. But not that the Isha has to explicitly instruct the Seder. And they it's not just that the consent is miyakim, but it requires special, a direct instruction, direction, tzibu, by the isha to the sefer and the according to what Rav Chaim says in the Rambam, we have to say that the shita of Rashi is like the shita of Rambam. There is a connection, even though it's two separate questions. And one question we find in Machlokes between Rambam and Rambam, and then the other question we find in Machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. But I think there is a connection. Now, how does Rav Chaim answer the kashe of the Ramban against the Ramban with truth? I mean, it's worship like the Ramban. It's a skill of machine and a buyer in Itziye. So just as by Itziye, by get, so it is essential that the Baal himself should make the Tzibu. Not that the Shriya should make the Tzibu. Even if the Baal, and we pass it, that even if the Baal tells the Shliach to do Mitzaveh, this Sefer, it's no good. So here too, and the Rambam is the Chol. Not only in the Himu is good, even without him, as long as the Shliach, Al Das Atzme, instructs the Sefer and the Edi, so it's also good. So how Rav Chaim is saying? Rav Chaim says, actually, let's say, in all shorts, there is a loche that the Baal Ashtar has to be mitzaveh the Eidim to say. That's in Gemara, in Gittin Baptotes, Baptotes, and Baptamachor. So the Aloche, let's say, so the Gemara in Gittin Baptotes says that the Roma who says, is no good by get. So the same thing applies to Shtamatonetu. If any animal is no good, is ineffective by get, so according to the Kandoma, any animal is ineffective by Shtamatonetu. But there is one basic difference between get and Shtamatonetu. Insofar as Shtamatonetu is concerned, so the Tzibu applies only to the Ksivase, not to the Ksiva Shamatan. Because Asiyas Hashtar in all stories has reference, will applies only to the Ksivase, not the Ksivas Hashtar. For Raya, that according to Rameya, who says that the din of Nishmo applies only to Ksime, not to Ksive. So then, after the Motzi Ashko, Chos may be no small discussion. Even though the Baal did not tell the Sefer to write again, some other Baal told the Sefer to write the text again. Some other Baal, who happened to have the same name as this Baal, and whose wife happened to have the same name as the wife of this Baal. And then they have a Baal told the Sefer to write it again for Rochel Bas Ruvein and for Ruvein Ben Shimon, that was his name, and then decided not to divorce her, and he threw away the get into the garbage pail. Then another man who has the same name, and his wife happens to have the same name, picked it up from the garbage pail, and then he saw the same name. Everything fits. So he told him to sign it. So it's a good get. It's a good get. Why? Because according to Ramea, when the Torah says, because of law, lishmo, it is reference to the Ksime, not to the Ksive. To the Ksive. But if there had been a law that Sivu, Habal, is an essential prerequisite in the Ksivas Hashtar, in most Torahs, so get should not be inferior to all Torahs. So why is it Motzibash called Nostro is kosher? So we see that insofar as all Torahs are concerned, so the Asiyas Hashtar is constituted by the Tzimis. Not by the Ksive. The Ksive is only necessary because without the text, so Ksive Sa'idim has no meaning. But it doesn't make sense. But it just put down the names. Ksive Sa'idim means Hagodah, the testimony. So if there is a text, so then the Ksive, the Ksive Sa'idim has a meaning and a purpose. But without the text, so you just a ksim in a vacuum has no purpose, has no meaning, doesn't make sense. But what is the essential thing of the shtar ksim? Not the ksim of the text of the shtar, but by that. So if the kosa has reference to the text, so then the ksim of the text is also essential because of Lishmo, but by Shosh Doris. So Asiyas Hashtar consists only in Chassidus Eid. So when the Gemara in Gittin Dapote says that in the limbo it's not good, even in Shamatone, so it applies only to the Chassidus Eid, not to the text of the Shamatone. But by get, according to Reza, that the Kosaf is reference to the text of the get, so the Mele, in the book, is no good in the text of the Shtar, in the text of the Shtar too. Now, so time to this one. The Shiva Sarambam is that insofar as Asiyas Hashtar generally is concerned, so it's not totally that much. It just happens that generally speaking, who is the Balashtar? Who is the one who executes the Shtar? The Mak, let's say Shtamaton. Who executes the, who is the Balashtar? Who is the one who executes the Shtar? The Neise. So the Neise is the Mak. So that's just a coincidence. But the reason is why the Neise has to instruct the Eidim to sign it, and if he doesn't instruct the Eidim to sign it, so then it's because someone who doesn't have the Chalish and Shtar is not because the Makhne didn't instruct the Eidim, but because the Balashtar didn't instruct the Eidim. It happens that the Balashtar is the Makhne by Shtar Mechire. So who is the Balashtar? The Meirchen. The Meirchen. By get, who is the Balashtar? The Baal. Who executes the get? The Baal executes the get. Who writes the get? The Isha writes the get. The Baal writes the get. And he gives it to the Isha. Now, so by get, the Baal is the Balashtar, and he happens to be the Mak. By Shtar Kushi. Who is the Balashtar? Who executes? Nisha executes Shtar, no? And Nisha cannot execute Shtar. Kikach, Loitis Lokach, Loitis Sikach. So, who executes the get, the Shtar version? The Baal. What is the Baal with Asmakir? the vowel will escape. So generally it happens that the balashta is the mat, but bashtakushi, the balashta is the vowel, and the vowel happens to be not the dasma, but the dasking. So insofar as the tzibu of sinasarini is concerned, so that is to be, that tzibu has to be made by the balashta. So by all stories, the balashta happens to be the market. By get also happens to be the market. But by shartushin, so who happens to be the balashta? Who is the one who executes the shtar? Who executes the whole king in the shtar? The Baal, he happens to be the Daskin and not the Dasma. Now, so the Machlekes, now here we have a Machlekes. Here we have a Machlekes. So, here we have a Machlekes between Rabban Rabineh and Ronan, the Machlekes of Sha'aruya and Aren, as to whether Shtar Kushin requires the approval, the das of the issue. So Rabban Rabineh say no, it doesn't require. Why? The das of the issue. Because this is Kashabayo Mitzir, just as the das of Isho is not necessary in respect to the Ksidus Haget, so it's not required in respect to Ksidus Shalush. And after Rav Shavye, they learn the Alfuse that different, just as the das of the Makne is essential in the Ksidus Haget. Who is the Makne in Get? The Baal. So the das Hamakne in Shtar Kushin is also essential to the Ksidus Shtar Kushin. Who is the Makne in Shtar Kushin? The Isha. But that's not because of the general aloha of all stories. Because the general aloha that applies to all stories implies that the das balashta is necessary to make it into ishta. Das balashta. Here the isha is not the balashta. The bal is the balashta. But it's a special dal fusa bal. I will see that the das makte is miyake in the lishmor dusha. So that's only aloha in the lishmor dusha. But who is the balashta? The bal. Who is the balashta? The bal. So mele, the Rambam shiti is this aloha that it cannot be done, that the tzibu cannot be delegated to the shliach. That is a general one. In all stories, for I am the more than fascinating, applies it to Shamaton also, vis-a-vis Chassidus Eid. But in all stories, it doesn't depend upon Das Makne. It depends upon Das Balashta. Now by Shtar Kushin, the Balashta is the Baal. So why does Hakpope and Rav Mishalvi require das or isho? Isho is not balashta. That's another aloha, because it's miyakim in the lishmo of the shah. In other words, if the get, if the shtar kushin was written without the approval, the das of the isho, so then it's miyakim in the lishmo. So the lishmo of the shtar kushin is invalid. In other words, the sefer cannot affect the lishmo in the shtar kushin if it doesn't meet the approval of the isha. Doesn't meet the approval of the consent of the isha. But it's not because of, but the isha is not a balashta. So, by get, so where the Baal is the balashta, so if the Baal wasn't mitzavet the sefer, wasn't mitzavet wasn't mitzaven to say there. So Mele, it's not good, even though the Shriach of the Baal is mitzaven to say. Because by get, the Baal is the Baal Hashem. Now, Baal Hashem is a personal thing. It is not something that can be delegated to the Shriach. Masha'im ti ma'ishtal kushim, the issue is not Baal Hashem. The Baal is the Baal Hashem. Enoch Haname, the Shriach of the Baal cannot be mitzaven to say. That goes without saying. Because Baal Hashem is a personal thing. It's not something that can be turned over the Shriach. In my second term, but not something that is personal to the Baal Hashem. So it cannot, so even though you know it's no good, Masha'im Bashtar Dushim, if the Shriach of the Isha tells. deny in the validity of the Shvatush. In other words, the approval of the by the Isha of writing Mishtar Dushin, the consent of the Isha to write Mishtar Dushin is Miyaki in the Lishmo that is affected by the Baal. But who affects the Lishmo? The Baal. And the approval, the consent of the Isha is only Miyaki. That's why Rashi is also a term. That's why Rashi says that in what case is it no good the contra contra Mishavia in the case where the Isha was not even comforted. But if the Baal before you mitzavet the sefer and the edi to write and to sign consulted the Isha, so then there is nothing to be miyake. There's nothing to be miyake. So the machleke between Rashi and the Mitro is the same machleke as between the Rambam and the Rambam. Yes.
So by get, the Isha is considered the Baal Ashtar?
By get, the Isha is nothing. She can be divorced, Baal Kokh. So maybe the Baal Ashtar, by the Baal Ashtar is the Baal. But the Baal is not only the Baal Ashtar, he happens to be the Das Makhne also. So the Makhne happens to be the Baal Ashtar. But by Dushin, even though Dushin requires the consent of the Isha, or she cannot be Mekadeshes. So Mele, as in, because of the Al-Futze of Iska Shabbat and Yitzir, so the Das of Isha is Mi'aki in the execution of the Shtar Dushin by the Baal. But who executes the Shtar Dushin the Baal? That's why, without the Tzivu from the Baal to the Sefer and to the Edin, it's no Shtar Dushin. But the consent of the Isha is Miyake in the execution of the Shtar Dushin by the Baal. So, since the consent of the Isha is Miyake, so the consent of the Shliach of the Isha, who stands in the shoes of the Isha, is as effective as the consent of the Isha. Mashiach came by get. So the Baal is not only that his consent is miyaki in the Lishmo. He executes it. Some melee, and how does the Lishmo take effect? By virtue of the fact that the Sefer was instructed by the Baal to write the get for the Baal, Lishmo. Lishma Baal, Lishma Isha, Lishma Yahya. My tear shall win Daito, Shariah Koh or Rash, means Yarashes, that's Makna and the Baal, which means we get the absolute faith from them. We will share the Daito in the city because of what? I can't that's Makna, I know Lisha Shemit is the Baal. Alright. Mates, in case Mr. Leves and Missouri, you know who that's Shemayen. My lap stories and Missouri Mamish. That Shtorilas Nisuin does not mean Eres Nisuin Mamish, but it means knowing what we call knowing. What we call knowing. My life, Shtorilas Nisuin Mamish, Loi Shtorilas sikte. Och in der Rabbinu am Rav, da war Rabbinu am Rav, kam er für ihn sehen, Bincho, kach und kach, mit Bincho, kach und kach. Und du bekitt schon konnt, hey, in der Gore, ma mitkin, ba mir. Hey, in der Gore, ma mitkin, ba mir. So that means, noi. So there is a special aloha, we got it, noi, that are stipulated, you know, by the Lukhoton, by the father of the Chosin and the father of the cow, so that even without Kabbalah's king and without King Suda, so it's binding. Why? Because by the Anoye, because it's Chatne Vado, they go to Machnelada. Come on, Machnelada. So it's a special word. So, Shoreiras and Nisuyin, when the price says in Gishin Shoreiras and Nisuyin, only Dashneem doesn't mean Shoreiras and Nisuyin. Mamish. It means Sikhi. It means Noin, what we call Noin. The Dunya, the Monadina, whatever sum, the Bukhotonim obligate themselves to give him. You see, the only thing is, when we say Noi, when we find it, you know, in Chube, in the Postal, about Noi, I'm not talking about that Noi that is done everywhere in the day. It's a joke, I mean, that Noi that is done everywhere in the day. Because, I mean, even though the right of Bushim and everything came in Kambine, but it's just in a soft of the hoods. I mean, it doesn't mean anything, it's just a joke. I mean, when it is done. It's not a fair, the Abel is there. I mean, this is a Hasidic practice, you know. And the practice of writing Noi, at the Chuppah, you know, half an hour before the March of Chuppah, so developed about 100 years ago among the Hasidim. And now it was taken over, of course, by the Shiva people too, I mean, they copied, I mean, the Hasidic practice. But Hasidim, even the descendants of the Abnezer, so adhere to this practice, adapted to write Noi with the Chuppah. I mean, write Noi half a year before the Chuppah. So they think that it's an extra funkite to write Noi adapted to the Chuppah. But the Abnezer, Abnezer was vehemently opposed. And he has a tshuva. He says that if you write Noi, but I don't think that it would, the Abnezer would say it today. Because today it is just informality. The Abnezer says there is a loche, it's a first special Tachonis Chachom, that the poor would not say, and she agreed to give married to him. So even though she already counted Zion Kinyin, so she has to count Zion Kinyin. Why? Because since the Bula Nose is a reading of Paschimu, so she was very dark, deepest down to her. Anyway, it's the Kodesh Chacham, that even though she counted Zion Kinyin, and she stay off, but if it's the Bula Nose, she has to count Zion Kinyin. So Galileza says, if you write Noi, then the Chuppah, so it's the Bula Nose. So the colleagues are so to the host. So he says, it's a terrible thing. I don't think that Galileza will protest today, because today it's a joke, you know, it's just a formality. We don't even know, I mean, we don't even know what it is and what it is for them. They know it's that's the traditional way. Key part and parcel of Jewish tradition, you know, to write Noi. But so that Nezer wouldn't even say that today she has to count Zion Kinyin, she's a sort of her husband. But when real Noi writes it, real Noi writes it, I remember, I mean, in Warsaw was the Hasidic city. So the Hasidic, they all wrote Noi. Islam also wrote Noim considerable time before the wedding. I mean, in Warsaw, This was not done to light known, mamish everywhere. Today it became the universal practice. So, that knowing consisted of certain schaides that was different than the storic sikh. Because storic sikh relate to the obligation assumed by the Mokotomi in respect to accommodating the young couple. They should have a substantial sum of money with which to live. So let's say the father of the person says, I give 5,000 rubles, let's say, for the young couple. And the father of the house says, I also give. But here that money, I mean the real term, I don't mean that money that are written everywhere, which is just a joke. I mean, but real money. So that consists of the schaides in case one breaks off. So in other words, the color breaks off. So then the father of the color will have to pay knas, let's say, 5,000 rubles, let's say, to the chosi, and vice versa. If the chosi breaks off, so the father of the chosi will have to pay to the color, or to the parents of the color, a certain sum of money. That's the point. But that's not a sharp secret, you see. In respect to this knowing, we do not say that without Kabbalah's kingdom it will be fine. The knowing the story of Sikhte as reference to his highness in this that will be given after we get married, not when we don't get married. So that's the difference between the story of Sikhte, the highness of the story of Sikhte, and the highness of the knowing that was known in Europe, you see. That was known in Europe. So this aloche, hina gorma nitma mire, does not apply to knowing, you know, that was known in Europe. And in America too, I mean, certain shidduchim, there is a real thing. I myself participated in a number of knowing, where actually is highest, is a fixed amount of money, I mean, and so that requires Kabbalah's kinyan. So the Heina Gorma Nikima Mire has reference only to his highness of the amount of money that will be used by the couple after they get married to live up, not his highness in case someone breaks off. That is very important, one shouldn't forget and make that mistake that the so-called knowing his highness is binding without Kabbalah's kinyan. No, the so-called knowing his highness is not binding without Kabbalah's kinyan. It's only this knowing that deal with a substantial sum of money and which is able to live this thing. So that doesn't require Kabbalah's kinyan. My Achtoris, Mamesh, Mithum, Glesh, Trishta, Yashite, Hatnoim Shebneim, Ub Momim Shepeiskin Zelze, Bamira de Lutine, Shadushne Magro. You see, the Sachayach in today's knowing, where the obligation is in the case where it's going off, there is no difference. Ibadia Noe de Kumishatna Adode, Gomo Makne, Ubeisan Hatnoim Koma, שואלים רשויים לכתב על המשטר, אלו מדייתו, תניח אלו שתהי תמיור ועל פה, ולוי תמיור ומשטר. ולוי תמיור ומשטר. Bishop Einstein composed the new text, Fatnoy. So that text makes sense. the regular text that you buy in stores, in the bookstores, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. In other words, Rabbi Feinstein's text of the Tnoim Surveyor, I also compose a special text. But that text that I compose does not deal with any money obligations. Only I mean obligations that he was, that he to this or that and so on. But Rabbi Feinstein's text does discuss certain obligations of money, but it does not mention any obligations in cases broken up, because it doesn't make sense. I mean, in cases broken up when they all come to the wedding and then I'm breaking up. It's possible, of course it's possible. But so in other words, obligations to provide, I mean, the economy are promising, obligating themselves to give some of money, you know, for malpushing, for a residence, for, I mean, these things. So it makes sense. Even though it's written half an hour before the wedding. Now, as far as these obligations are concerned, then the halacha of hein hein advorim anitin ba'amireh would apply. If it's knowing in case somebody breaks off, then without kavod kinyan it will not be binding. But if it's obligations in case where the marriage is carried out, so then we can say, ba'yi anoyim kamishchatim ha'adodeh, Gamre umaknare. Gamre umaknare. Right. Now let's first go over the tases. Hainin advorim anitim ba'amireh. Tain. Vipirik shnei ayon mgzeiretz. Na. Hapisik mois lechasonek. Uposhek lo yisarayah. Modern Hebrew, pshikasarayah means bringing suit in bankrupts. But poshek lo yisarayah means, in other words, it's militia. In other words, he stretches out his ledger. I mean, in other words, means you can't collect from me because I'm broke. Upashal Yisrael. So if somebody was mishayel himself to give a certain sum of money to his future son-in-law, and in other words, you see, hapeisik mois lechasonei. So means doesn't mean the chasone, the chosn who was engaged to his daughter. It means was mikadim his daughter, because bisman chazal, so the practice was that between the dushin, the eras and the suin, there was a considerable interval. So suppose someone was mikadim the daughter of a certain person, and the father of the isha, so he obligated himself to give him, let's say, a certain sum of money. Then Pashto Yisrael, he told him, I'm broke. So Tanakame says there is a machlokes between Tanakame and Adni, and Gamliel says Re'ani is Dibri Adni, and we pass for like Adni. So Tanakame says, Teishi Vachitalbim Special. In other words, the apostle. Apostle means the oath, that's what apostle means. The oath can say to the Isha, to his father-in-law, he said, if you promised, you undertook to give me 5,000 rupees to live on. Now you are telling me I'm broke. You're not giving me. So I'm not going to marry her. I'm not going to carry out the misui. And then, suppose the father says, okay, I'm going to carry out the misui with the daughter. So then you are yet. So, Tanakama says, no, I'm not giving her. I'll wait, and you are telling me, until you give me the money, until you make an offer to give the money, you obligate yourself to him. But suppose it will take a long time, so Tanakama says, teaching at the obvious idea. In other words, you cannot force the oath, the father-in-law cannot force the oath to do one of these two ordinary things, either to give her a get or to be nicer. Because the oath can say, I am not going to give her a get, and I'm not going to make it free until you come forth with the money that you promised. I think that's all I mentioned. But Admin Israel, we passed like Admin. Admin says that the Isha can say to her husband, to her house, he can say, is it my fault that my father is not keeping his promise? What do you want from me? Alright, yeah. Complaints against my father, fine. But why should I suffer? Why should I be an agune and sit until my hair becomes gray? So, either place up there, and we pass it. Omar Amgamliel, Rea Niyadibri Adme. So we pass the like Adme. But, Tanakama says, let the Chachom, we don't pass the like Adme. But Tanakama, the Chachom, they say, teach that a problem is Rachel. And the woman cannot force her husband, her host, to do one of two things. Either to be nicer without the money, or to be righted. So the challenge is, since it's a name of the money, the Mamiri, Loma Techa, we saw enough, the Yukko Hamad Redeem, Kim the Hain Volume and Kim Bamir. Hain Volume and Kim Bamir. So, really, why does she have to sit until her hair becomes gray? After all, I mean, so let him, in other words, let the father-in-law go to Besti. And tell Besti he wants that the Hosn should, that the Ogus should carry out in his will. It's a field. In other words, he could not postpone it more than the base Chedesh. His man Chazal, when there was a substantial interval between Erison and Nisui. So, how long could he postpone it? So, the maximum was the base Chedesh. So he should be able to force the chosin. If he doesn't give her a get, the halakhos, he should make the nisui. But then he says, but the chosin says, but he owes me money, so he should hold it in the door. And then, even though he says he's broke, but Bezin will be able to collect it, Megumil al-Katri. So Bishleine, if we said that Psikte, Pnoi, is not binding without a Kinyan, so we could say that this Mishneh, how we say, Tejilash, the Holy Nesrejo, has reference to the case where there is no Kinyan. There's no Kinyan. But now the Gemara says that without critical boundary is binding. So why teach if I should tell you this again? Yeshua Imam. Shachosan Kreitzel Yitzhaya Bezin, who made Tam Yidin. In other words, the Tanakami, in that mission of Russia, the Kreitzel, I don't want to be subjected to that hardship. Dealing with you, Aldi Bezin, you're a difficult person. And I don't want to deal with you, Aldi Bezin. So, since you obligate yourself to pay a certain sum of money, I'm not going to carry out any suit until you make an offer to comply with your promise. To comply with your promise. And I'm not going to do that here. The Rashbam said, Vidavke kishemdei hapnoni omgu vichicha oz mitkin bamir. In other words, when do we say that bamir v'alme it's valid, it's binding? Only if mitkin hapnoni is omgu vichicha. Te hapnoni omgu vichicha. I mean, according to Rashbam, so, davke, if the Ischaios takes place close to the wedding, so then it is binding without the blessing. Without the blessing. Alright? So, Umitagdek Miktoner Omdu, Var Hu Yishnei Dayoni, Dayoni Xenas, Mayra Vishoi Kitchen de Hadron. So, Kitchen de Hadron. Umikomote, Yahashi Skimu Alka, Teaching such a Talmud measure. Oh, so the question is, now since it's not effective by Amir Baumeh, and the Mishneh has reference to the case where there was no cancer, so it's not binding upon him. So why does he have the right to say to the father, I'm not going to make you soon with your brother. I'm not going to give her a get. How does he have the right? Be sure that he's buying it. So then, he has his chutz to refrain from carrying out his suing until the father-in-law fulfills his obligation. But if it's not binding, because the pushing did not take place, mitir hatnoi. So Mele, why would they have this host to postpone the Nisui? After all, the father-in-law is not even in debt to it. The answer is true that it's not binding. So Bezdin cannot give Hosel, but he's Nehuyeh to do it because of the Tawachel, the Inshallah Tzalek Rachelah. So Dvorim Yehivim Mishmach Usre Amoneh. True, the Gemara says Dvorim Yehivim Mishmach Usre Amoneh only. Dvorim Yehivim Mishmach Usre Amoneh only in the case of Matan Meretz, not in the case of Matan Merube. Why? Because in the case of Matan Merube, if somebody says to the other person, you know, I'll give you within a month, I'll give you $1,000 gift. So then we don't say one week, because it's a some kadai. Mashenke here in this case, well, it wasn't just a gift like that, but it was in order to enable them to live together. So maybe it is some kadai, even if it's a big sum of money. So maybe it's certainly the halacha of Dvorim Yehivim Mishmach Usre Amoneh applies, and not only Dvorim Yehivim Mishmach Usre Amoneh, they would even be in the Shepara, because in the morning when Mitzia says that in Shepara applies not only to the case where it's no Sadom, the Lord Moshe. One case of the Shepara is if a person paid for the merchandise that he didn't bring to Shech. So then he can be chesed, but he has to submit to the floor of Mishpah. And then, the Gemara, the finality of Mitzia says, there is Mishpah in the case of Sintuse. Now, Sintuse, there are two aspects to the Allah of Sintuse. What does Sintuse mean? Sintuse means, let's say, suppose So there are two situations of Tzitzis. If there is a minhag amoke that a certain thing should consummate transaction, let's say, what if there is a minhag among merchants that when one negotiates with the other to sell him, let's say, textile, and then the minhag is that when they conclude a transaction, they make a mark on the merchants, and that's symbolic of the conclusion of the transaction, and that debt should be binding, should be taken. So then it's given to King Gomor, then it requires title. But suppose there is a practice among merchants to shake hands or to make a mark on the merchants as a symbol of the conclusion of the transaction, but there is no minute that debt should transfer title to the merchants. So then, title is not transferred. But if he is chayzei yayesim in the kabbalah mishpah. So now in this case, assuming like the Rashbam, that when is it binding and it's enforceable in Bezdin's yerus and chosam, only when mitichatnoyim was omad the kiddush, but if the kiddushin took place some time after the stipulation of the knowing, then it's not enforceable, it's not nigra v'bezni, but a mishpora will have to be mekabel, because it's legora tensintusek, because after all, that's the minik of the place, you know, to be mischayed themselves down here. Some melee will have to submit to any shepora in such a case. So it's more than vongeish the mishmachus family. So that's what they say. Unkomoke, yachashi skimwalka. So you ask, since it's not under the kitchen the hatnoim, some melee is not mefuye. So why can he say, I'm not going to carry out this week? After all, why? Because you don't fulfill your obligation. He's not even obligated. So first of all, he is obligated. Marley, because of drawing even from Kusramon, of Sheris Yisroel Yasavu with Abu Chodo, because of Angel of Tzedek and Lashra Tzedek. And here it's more than the Kusramon. Here, since it's the practice to conclude the negotiations on the basis of the Amire, some Mele, and there is a Mishpah too. I don't know whether there will be Mishpah in such a case. Maybe Mishpah is only Shaya when they negotiate to be matched with something in the end. But when they are Mishkai themselves money, maybe there is no Mishpah. I don't know. But the Chol HaPoch has born gave him Mishmachus Ramone, would certainly apply. That means he is Mechuzer, even though it could be gave me best in a case when the Kedushin was not with the Hatnoyim. But the Kedushin is, he's not a nice person. And perhaps he even gets a Mishapora, and perhaps, I don't know. now. Of the morning, and Sri Dak would bathe them things. Omar Abdul Mara, come out and listen to Dunko Kafika, come out and listen to Dunko Kafika, only to be teach you, come in, healing and going, and meet him by me. Omar Abdul Mustafa lose the rab, be beaten narrow, become what I know you do. I will take her from what I know you do. So, Kim Omar Abdul a few dangers. You will tell me how we are very much in love with you, and we are very much in love with you, and we are very much in love with you, and we are very much in love with you. Omar Rabin Ravashe, Rabbi Malolu, Nitno Mikose, Oibo Nitno Mikose. So, there are three different shots by the machine in the Kabbalah of Nitro Mikose Torah Nitro Mikose. One shot is the shot of Rashi and the Rifle. The Rifle. That if we say Nitro Mikose, now let's see how Rashi explained it to Suda. Rashi and Suda is so, Nitro Mikose. Nosno Chachomim Psidol Dov, in Bol Hachti Meidi, Volim Alolu, Shehem Yolui Kine, Loi Mikosei, Tu Limitri Ti Mishabde, Tichim Leke Kine, Loi Mishtabde Nirze, Loi Mishtabde Nirze. In other words, if we say Mitu Mikosei, so then, if it is written, if it is reduced into writing, in the Shtar, so then it's given from the person to work. And if we say, so it means that reducing it into the Shtar will be without any purpose, because it will not become, it will not be given the person to work anyway. It will not be given the Chosam Shibarim anymore. So if we say Nitro Mikose, so then in the case where, let's say, the Chotom tell the Edi to write the Shtar, to sign the Shtar, incorporate the terms of the Lord, how much the Baba of the Chosam promised and how much the Baba of the Kalev promised, so then it can be given from the Guchas. If we say loinikuli kosi, so even if it is reduced in the Shtar by the Chotomim directing the Edim to sign the Shtar to that effect, so we'll still not be able to collect from the Talmud Brachos. That's the Pshat by the Rif and by Rashi. Then the Pshat by the Mahanoia is, the Pshat by the Amoya is, if we say, in other words, if we say that go according to the Amoya, it's Pshat, so it goes without saying. If the Chotan told the Edim to sign a Shtar, then of course it can be given from the Chotan. But the Shaya is now, suppose one is mishired himself, to Kin and Suda. Then there is a Wohad that's now Kin and Iksibe. In other words, the Makhe doesn't even have to, the Mechai doesn't even have to tell David to sign Shah. Because there is a Nukhne that if you were in Kabukinian, so it is considered as if he told David to sign Shah. Whenever there is Kabbalah Kinian, then David who see the Kabbalah's Kinyan are entitled to sign the Shtar, to execute the Shtar. Because Tam Kinyan is here. So if we say that here So it's considered like Kinyan. So maybe they can execute it now without an explicit symbol by the Kodesh. If we say neutral, if we say neutral, so then even though Bahi Amoye comes happening from the back out of it, but it's not as valid as Kinyan. So Melech, without this special symbol by the Kupamim, to write Ishtar, so Ishtar cannot exist. Yes. But, according to the Amoyas Pshat, if the Kupamim do direct the Eden to execute Ishtar, so then it certainly can be given from the Kupamim. But Shaili is maybe it's not really possible, even without it. Even without it, then there will be a question by the Rach and Ramatam that Nikol Kotech means that if we say Nikol Kotech, so it means it's Nikol Kotech out of Xiladavke. And if we say Roy Nikol Kotech, so that means even without being reduced into Ishtar, so it can be given from the Chosim Shibori, just by mere bound, without being reduced into Ishtar. That's a third Pshat version. So there are three Pshat versions. Now, the Ran here in Dushin mentions only two Pshat, the Pshat of the Rif and Rashi, and the Pshat of the Ramayana. The Pshat of Racham Ramatam he doesn't mention. But there is a third Pshat also in Nikoli Kosei, Olim Yos. Now the Ram here in Rishon so he mentions. Now let's go over the Rif. Now, first, in order to understand the Rif, the Amoye, and Rambam, so we have to go over the Noah and Xuris. Now, Omer Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, Vom Ha'ol Nikul Kosi for Loinu Kosi. Omer Rav Ashi said, Loinu Kosi. Let's understand it according to Rashi. This is Pshat by Moshe Shem. Loinu Kosi. So according to Rashi and the Rif, it means that Loinikul Kosech means that even if the Mechutonim will tell the Eden to sign the Shtar, he will still not be able to be given from the Chosin Hashem. Only from the Chosin Hashem. Even if he tells the Eden to sign the Shtar. That's what Kabashi says. Pikrin or your case being our Noahs, our Nash, Ezness, Pikra, Hanishon, calls Mam Shaati, when in a Pikrin, but Mishne here and Amisha Isha says that if, let's say, a man married a woman who had a girl, let's say, through a previous marriage, can then the husband divorced her or the husband died, I mean whatever, and now a man married her, and he assumed an obligation to support the daughter that the woman had through a previous marriage for 5 years, so then it is valid, that is highest, and he can collect his heirs for the daughter that she had through a previous marriage, even from the Kohas, from the Chosin Shibori. Now suppose that daughter, now the Mishnah says, Hanisa Seisha Postoim Yekishyo Yudhom Yishon Chai Vizim Hamashon Nisis Lachay U Postko Ime Yishyo Zayim. In other words, So the first husband assumed an obligation to support the daughter that she had from a previous marriage, and a previous marriage for 5 years. And then, let's say, shortly, a few months after he married her, he divorced her. And then the woman married another man. She doesn't his bitter function. And then the other man also assumed an obligation to support the daughter. So for 5 years. So then they are both liable. So Lima or Vishim Shakabi Esli as a Alameda Club is in cell and walking machine. But that will be a great hardship